Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of A Borderline Personality. I know it's been a couple of weeks. I've kind of had trouble creating content, but we're back at it again. So I'm going to go on a little rant here for just a second, so hang tight. I listen to a bunch of other podcasts, and like each episode of those other podcasts are like an hour and a half long. And I just like don't get how they do that, because the first time I recorded this very episode, it was literally 2 minutes long, and I had like two sheets of paper that I was reading off of. So I really had to like stretch this shit out and research this topic just to make it 10 freaking minutes. So that's my little rant. I am going to read something from an article that I found online called "What is High Functioning Borderline Personality Disorder and Doesn't Need Treatment?" This article, to me, did a really good job on explaining BPD and what it's like to live with it. So it says, like an ever-present barrier, borderline personality disorder stands between you and others, between you and the life you really want. It walls you in and makes it possible to feel overwhelming emotions and unsettling emptiness at the same time. It can feel as if you're just along for the ride of your reactive thoughts and feelings. It's complicated and foreign, and it's the home you can't escape from. So, today's topic is social isolation and what it's like to enjoy being isolated from everyone. Having BPD, it's like you're constantly wrestling with yourself. I personally like to be alone to the point where it's super, super unhealthy. But the problem is, I like it. And here is where I'm going to contradict myself. I like being alone, but I always feel lonely. Before I was diagnosed with BPD, I would go through long periods of time where I would just isolate myself from the world. However, I didn't know that I was isolating myself. It was just something I did because I was terrified of people and I was terrified of misunderstandings. Having BPD, oftentimes you misjudge and misunderstand people, leaving you angry and hurt. If someone said something that I perceived as hurtful, then my relationship with them could change in an instant. Communication is a huge problem for me, and having BPD makes it even harder to develop and maintain interpersonal relationships. I've said this before, but this is so ironic because I have my bachelor's degree in interpersonal communication, and I can teach people how to have great interpersonal relationships, yet I struggle to maintain them myself. Now, I said at the beginning of the podcast that I like to isolate myself, but that I'm usually left with the feeling of being lonely. And a majority of the time I feel lonely, I feel like nobody cares, but in reality, people do care, and it's me who's making those assumptions, and it's me who's making myself feel lonely. I do this whole like I feel lonely thing to myself, and I know that people care about me, but having BPD makes it almost impossible to grasp that thought of like, oh, people do actually care about me. So for me, I'd rather feel lonely than engage with people because I have terrible social anxiety. When I go out with friends, I worry about things like, what are we going to do? What are we going to talk about? If I want to leave, how do I do it? If I'm going to hang out with friends, I have to have an end time. I have to know when I'm going to be able to go home. Part of the reason I like to isolate myself is that I'm trying to hide the intense hardship of having BPD from others. On the outside, I'm really good at hiding my symptoms, but on the inside, it's like a storm of emotions that I just don't know how to deal with. Putting up a brave and pleasant face is so exhausting that a lot of the time I'd rather be alone and be myself rather than present that everything is okay when it's really not. The treatment that I did receive, the 30-day program that I went to, it really helped. I haven't had an episode since I got out. However, I still isolate myself, so I'm really not sure what's going on with that. It's like I'm scared to hang out with friends, even family. It makes me so uncomfortable. Another reason that I isolate myself is to avoid abandonment. I did a full episode on the fear of abandonment, and it is something that is so real in my life. I'm scared that the people I love the most will soon leave me, and then I'll be left with nothing. So I isolate myself from the very people that are there to support me. Social isolation is a term that is used in BPD and many other mental health disorders. Social isolation is the lack of social connection. So for people with BPD, such as me, social isolation may be or become a chronic condition that possesses intense mental and physical health risks. People with this disorder, such as myself, again, have fewer close relationships. One study defines social isolation as having no emotionally sustaining relationships outside of family. And that's kind of me right now and kind of not. I recently hung out with 4 friends, 2 of my old roommates and 2 of my friends from high school. And this was a huge deal for me because normally I would have canceled the plans we had. However, I made a promise to myself that I would do my best to follow through, and I did do just that. It turned out that we had a lot of fun, and I did not regret hanging out with them. And this is kind of sad to say, but I have little interest in social relationships due to having BPD. And that's not to say that I don't love my friends and family. I do, but it's just hard to find the motivation to care and put effort into those relationships. People with BPD chronically struggle with unstable interpersonal relationships, and I can't count the amount of friends that I have lost touch with because of my disorder. It makes me really sad to know that I have pushed a lot of my friends away because of social isolation. Now, I didn't always socially isolate myself. Ever since the 5th grade, I went through periods where I would socially isolate myself, but high school was a lot different. The isolation symptoms was not at all at its peak, and I had tons of friends in high school that I enjoyed hanging out with. I used to hang out with my friends in high school till 2 a.m. and we would have a blast, but now I can barely hang out with even my closest friends. Borderline personality disorder is unique in the sense that it doesn't just affect the person who has it, it affects everyone around them as well. The fact that I socially isolate myself has a huge effect on my friends that care about me the most. They want to hang out with me and they want to spend time with me, but I push them away because that's what I'm best at. Sometimes my closest friends will go months without hearing from me, and I hate to say that that's just how it is because it shouldn't be like that. I should care more and put more of an effort into my friendships and relationships, but the BPD in me just says no. So the question still remains, how do you break the cycle of social isolation? I wish I knew the answer. I'm still trying to figure it out myself, but what I can say is try to force yourself to hang out with at least one person once a week. Sometimes that's all we can do. If you can hang out with more than one person more than once a week, more power to you. I personally don't think I'm there yet. But take it step by step and do what you can and do what you're comfortable with, but push yourself a little to hang out with one person once a week. All right, guys, that's it for today. If you could do me a huge favor, because I've never really asked you to do this, please subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. That would really help me a lot. To do what? I'm not sure, but I just want to know if I'm helping people or not. Also, feel free to follow this podcast on Instagram. The username is the name of the show, A Borderline Personality. And if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, concerns, you can always direct message me and I will respond. Thank you so much for listening, and you will hear from me next week.